Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that your angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If you wanna be great in God's kingdom, learn to be the servant of all. If you wanna be great in God's kingdom, learn to be the servant of all. That's one of the songs by Maranatha singers. You know, when I was in Sunday school, we sang this song almost every Sunday. If you wanna be great in God's kingdom, learn to be the servant of all. Two figures into this first reading, Moses and Joshua. Moses says, "I am 120 years old and I'm not able to move around." He wanted a replacement. Think about it this way. In a world where we live today, some want to die in position. They know they are not fit for power or to rule. They still want to continue. Besides, the Lord said, "I'm not going to see the promised land." He knew that. Today, some want to hand on power to their favorite, to their stooges. Some want to hand on power to those who would be loyal to them. Moses was not like that. Some, when they leave power, they don't want their successor to outshine them. So they choose one whom they feel will not be able to be as great as they are, in quote, as great as they are. Some love it when their successors, they hear complaints about them, and it's for their own glory. Jesus says to us today, it is not about seeking your own glory, it's about service. It's about service to God and to humanity. That's the simplicity and the humility Jesus speaks about in today's gospel. How about Joshua? Looking at Moses, the figure of Moses, looking at the big shoes he was leaving behind. Ordinarily, he should be scared. Well, the word of God says, be calm. Take it in your stride. Trust in God to lead. It is God that leads us. It is the Lord that gives power. Let us always remember, it is for God's glory, for our own sanctification, and for the service to humanity. Today, we celebrate another figure, almost like St. Clare, whom we celebrated yesterday. But this time around, she was married. with four children, and after her husband died, she decided to become a nun. She had this beautiful friendship with St. Francis de Sales. If you want to talk about the spirituality of France, you cannot but mention St. Jane Frances Chantal. They both co-founded the Sisters of the Visitation, Francis de Sales and Jane Frances Chantal. And these were women, young people, who went about serving God and serving humanity. Her vocation was to the married state, but after her husband died, she took up another vocation. Sometimes we get to a stage where we become not confused, but we begin to wonder, what is God asking me to do? What is God asking you to do at this stage of your life? Let us continue to seek the face of the Lord, and let us continue to pray for discernment as we journey as pilgrims of hope. Amen.